My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the College of Engineering. This week on the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer, we're giving you some registration tips since everyone is going to be registering next week. Join me in welcoming Olivia Chan and Don Strau to the podcast. Welcome! Olivia, please tell us about yourself and what your role is in Engineering Student Services.
Thanks, Laura. Hi, everyone. So my name is Olivia Chan, and I work with Energy Engineering, Engineering Math and Statistics, Environmental Engineering Science, and EECS, last name SI through Z. I've worked with Engineering Student Services for over 7 years, but have over 15 years of advising experience. I can't wait for you all to begin your journey at Cal.
Thank you so much, and I'm really excited to have you here today. Dawn, your turn to tell us about yourself and what your role is in the ESS.
Sure. So I advise the IEOR students and a portion of the EECS students. I'm the baby of the bunch because I've only been with the ESS for about a month, but I've been advising for about 17 years, mostly in the College of Letters and Science. I just returned to campus after being away for a couple of years, and I'm really, really happy to be back. I also graduated from Cal, so this place is pretty special to me.
Thank you again for joining us today. I'm excited to have you both here, especially since we have Dawn, who's never done the podcast before. So registration for transfer students is July 22nd, and for first-year students is July 24th. Check Cal Central for your registration appointment time. All of you should have completed Golden Bear Advising and have heard back from your ESS advisors about your proposed schedule. If you have not completed the advising, then you might have a hold on your registration, and you need to finish Golden Bear Advising and have a proposed schedule looked over by your advisor before you'll be able to register. If you have any concerns or questions about a registration hold, please email your advisor or ess@berkeley.edu. That's ess@berkeley.edu. And now for today, we're actually going to share some last-minute tips with you for registering for next week and what we think is important, we want you to keep in mind as you complete that first semester schedule and get ready to register for classes. Olivia, let's start with you. Where should students find out or double-check that they're taking classes that fulfill their College of Engineering requirements?
So first of all, and very importantly, please be aware that all colleges on campus have different requirements, different deadlines, and the course requirements you could fulfill with your exams might not be the same. So two examples. So if you're rooming with a Letters and Sciences student, their minimum unit requirement is 13 units, whereas the College of Engineering requires 12 units. So oftentimes I have students coming in seeking out a one-unit course because they think they need that additional unit, which they don't. Also, AP English only fulfills the reading and composition A requirement for engineering, but fulfills A and B for letters and sciences. The information that you need about College of Engineering policy and requirements are on our website, engineering.berkeley.edu. Again, engineering.berkeley.edu. If you have questions about requirements, AP, IB, and A-level exams and what they fulfill, check the exam page on the website. If you have questions about reading and composition requirements, check the Humanities and Social Sciences webpage. If you're ever unsure after checking our website, feel free to email your ESS advisor.
And again, that one more time, it's engineering.berkeley.edu, and I will have a list of all of our links on welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu as well. And the information, again, it's on the COE website, not a different college's website. So Don, how heavy of a schedule, we just talked about we want 12 units, or you have a minimum of 12 units. How heavy of a schedule do we want our students to actually be taking?
So you may have noticed that many of the semester plans show 15 to 17 units. If you've tested out or already completed some of the courses, you might think about taking fewer units. Keep in mind, though, that your first semester, you can register for up to 17.5 units. Then once the semester starts, you can drop a class if you realize that it's too much. Some classes have early drop deadlines, for example, physics. The early drop deadline is a week and a half after classes begin. So for fall, that would be Friday, September 6th. You can find a complete list online, and we'll also have a link on our website. All other classes have to be dropped by the fourth week of instruction.
And a great way to stay on top of all those deadlines is to read our weekly newsletter. You're hopefully already getting used to that weekly newsletter over the summer. We've got it coming out every Monday, telling you about our podcast that's coming out and some other important information that we want to make sure you're getting. And then during the semester, every Monday we're going to have this newsletter. It's got the deadlines, events. There's been job and internship. So what are the student options if they've realized that maybe they didn't pick the right major?
So for Frosch, If you're already thinking about potentially changing your major, you can let your ESS advisor know, but the discussion should happen through an appointment in the fall when you arrive. For now, College of Engineering policy states that every engineering student must be enrolled in two technical courses towards their current major. Not to worry, though. Almost all the majors have courses in common, such as math, physics, and possibly chemistry. For transfer students, you cannot change your major. So what you applied for is the major that you are now a part of.
So we talked a little bit about you're taking common classes such as math, physics, and chemistry. And chemistry we've gotten a lot of questions about because there's a little difference between the lectures and the labs, and they seem to cause a little bit of confusion. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Chemistry 1A and 1AL are actually two different classes. It's sometimes confusing to see that 1AL has a lecture, but that's really only the lecture for the lab. You still have to take Chem 1A. We strongly suggest taking the lab with the lecture, even though you could take the lab the following semester. The material goes together really well, and it will be a lot easier on you in the long run.
And some of these classes, we're going to end up with folks getting on the wait list. What's a common reason that students could be on the wait list, but maybe there's still spots listed as available?
So if you have a choice of enrolling in a course, lab, or discussion section at a less desirable time day, we strongly advise you enroll in it if it means you know you have a seat in the class. So being in a class is much more important than not getting into the class at all. Some courses do not offer wait lists, such as physics and math. You're only able to enroll in a course if there is a spot open in the lecture and discussion or lab section.
And what's a popular reason that you could be getting an error when trying to register for class?
If you are having problems registering for a class and you get an error, it's probably because there is a reserve cap. To check reserve caps, you can check the course on classes.berkeley.edu or click the I button in Schedule Planner. The reserve caps will be listed there. Again, that's classes.berkeley.edu or click the I button in your Schedule Planner.
And should students, as they're planning their schedule, take two classes at the same time? Is that even possible?
It's tricky because the system may actually allow you to enroll in courses with time conflicts, but we really recommend that you avoid it when making your schedule. There are actually very few exceptions to this rule. Overall, you want to make sure you can attend all your classes. Plus, if you have a class at the same time, chances are pretty good you're going to have a final at the same time. Instructors don't have to make alternate arrangements if you can't make the posted final time.
When they're preparing their fall schedules, should they already be planning for those final exams in December?
They really should. One important point is to not schedule courses with final exam conflicts. Exceptions are not made, and instructors don't offer a second exam time, so you'll miss the final. We have heard that there's a rumor out there that, you know, you don't have to take more than two exams in a day. This is absolutely not true. There is no limit to the number of exams you can take in one day.
And so moving a little bit away from final exams, let's talk about that swap function that's in Cal Central when you're registering. What is it and why would students want to use it?
So the swap function is great if you have a preferred course you want to take and the only option is to be put on the wait list. Instead, you can enroll in an alternate course and tell the system to swap into your preferred course if a seat opens up. Basically, swapping will automatically take you off the wait list for your preferred course and drop you from the course you originally registered for.
And is there any tips for making the most out of that swap function?
So we suggest that when you want to use the swap function, that it's the last thing you do when registering. Otherwise, if you're close to that 17.5 unit cap and do the swap first, you won't be able to add another course. The system will count both courses in the total number of units. But if you've signed up for all of your courses and you're at the unit cap, then do the swap, and the system will not read it as going over the unit cap.
Yeah, it's a little trick that we've learned to make sure that you get all the classes that you want. So when taking math courses, is there a specific order that students should be taking them in?
It actually depends on the course. It's always important to check prereqs for a course. Math 1A is a prereq to Math 1B, and you have to have both completed before taking either Math 53 or 54. However, Math 53 actually isn't a prerequisite for Math 54. You can take these classes in whichever order you choose. Be aware, though, that some classes do have Math 53 as a prereq or a concurrent or co-requisite course, such as Physics 7B. A concurrent course or co-requisite course is something you can actually take at the same time. So in those cases, you'll have to take the math class that is required.
And I know that students might not want to think about this, but if classes are filled up or they might not be able to get the courses that they want right away, they have to be they have to be flexible, right?
Absolutely. So when you submitted your schedule, it may have had the perfect gaps in between classes and sections, but the reality is that you may not get your first choice lecture or section. As I mentioned earlier, it's better to get into an open class than to waitlist into a course that's full and risk not getting in at all. You all have had 8 a.m. or even earlier classes in high school, community college. You may have had zero periods. So this shouldn't be new to you. Sometimes to get a class you want, you'll need to be flexible with times. Also, please be sure to schedule in time to eat, sleep, and hang out with friends.
Oh, always have time to hang out with friends. And what's the number one tip that we want students to come away from this podcast with?
Okay, well, this is important. So if you do have a problem registering, please send a ticket to Cal Student Central right away. They are the folks running the registration software and can often help and or understand the problem faster than us. The link will be on our welcomeengineer.berkeley.edu.
And I know it's also in your Golden Bear Advising modules. That link is kind of out there everywhere for you. We want to make sure that you know where it is. And that is so much information. I'm really excited that we had both of you come in and talk to us about it. So thank you, Dawn and Olivia, for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Thank you.
And thank you, students, for listening to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. We'll be back next week for what to do now that you've registered for classes. Thank you.